Welcome to Not Over, Just Different. I'm your host, Natalie Ledwell, founder of Mind Movies, the ultimate personal development tool to visualize and achieve your greatest life. This podcast is for women who are looking for inspiration and guidance as they navigate the changes that come through moving through the various stages of life, or for anyone asking themselves, who do I want to be? Now, on this transformational show, I'll be talking to inspiring people from all walks of life about their stories of how they faced and overcame life's challenges in powerful ways. These are raw, candid conversations, often not shared until now. We'll be discussing topics like health, relationships, life's transitions, aging gracefully, and learning to see life from a fresh new perspective. We explore what it means to continually grow and evolve as your world changes and live a fulfilling life. As well, we'll provide you with amazing tools and resources to help you move through change with courage and resilience. So if you're ready to take the plunge and start your journey to becoming your most powerful, authentic self, then join me, Natalie Ledwell, on Not Over, Just Different, for insightful conversations about how to tackle life's new chapter. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the podcast for this week. This week we have a special treat because we have one of my very good girlfriends, the amazing Lisa Nichols, is here with us this week. So hi, Lisa. How are you, darling?
Hi, sweetie. It's so wonderful to be with you.
I'm so happy to have you here. And we are talking about a subject that I think is very important and very relevant to our audience, and that is how to speak up, speak out, and speak truth, even if your voice shakes. Especially if your voice shakes.
Especially when your voice is shaking.
Yeah. Exactly. because, you know, it's easy for people like you and I who have been doing this for a long time. And we were very fortunate that our purpose actually was came up and showed itself to us. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to sit in that, and we've been able to malleable that and to be in a place where we can work that so we feel like we are stepping into our purpose. Yeah. And I know that there's a lot of women that's listening to the podcast who, you know, maybe have been a mum and a wife and a, you know, a career person, and they're at that stage of their life where they're like, you know, that is no longer an important role in my life because the kids have gone to college or whatever's happened. But I know that I can make a difference, and yeah. I know that there is something more.
Yeah. I call it a graduation.
Yeah.
that, you know, we don't have just one purpose on our life. We have multiple purposes, and they come in seasons, and not the fall, winter, spring, summer season. There are seasons that may last 20 years, seasons that may last 10 years. And so many sister friends that are yours and my age, we're in a place where we actually have more choice than sometimes we exercise, that we graduate by our deliverables, by what we've done, what we've achieved, but we are still hesitant to graduate ourselves in what we're doing or what we're doing next. And I truly believe that that in this season, that season between 45 and 65, that season where you've checked a lot of boxes, that you've done that, that there's that opportunity to give yourself permission. And if you hear my voice, hold on to the word permission. Give yourself permission to let your voice be heard in a bigger, bolder way. And it doesn't have to be the way someone else is doing it. It doesn't mean you're a singer. It doesn't mean you become this influencer of, you know, fitness gear. That could be your thing. But it does mean that you use your voice to inspire, to shape, to impact, and not necessarily on a stage.
Yeah.
I want to be very clear. It's not on a stage as a platform speaker. It's as an individual who's lived long enough, who knows enough to inspire others with your voice, whether it's in writing, whether it's on video, whether it's in group homes, whether it's with youth, whether it's in whatever way you choose to do it, the boardroom, on the beach, wherever it is, that you hone your voice and you own your voice and you shape your voice so that every time you speak, you make impact and you inspire. And I'm a real big believer, Natalie, that once we've navigated through the tough terrain that most sister friends listening to this show have navigated through, that it's our job to learn how to tell the story. I meet so many women that says, I have a story. that needs to be told. And I go, well, why aren't you telling it? And they say, because I'm afraid, or because I don't know how to tell it, or because I don't quite know the parts to tell, or I don't know how people will respond if I tell it. I don't want to be embarrassed. So many things that actually can be overcome, that I'm in a season where I realize that I'm no longer in this journey to be a platform speaker, a stage speaker, a video speaker. This next season of my life, the purpose on my life these days is to help other people give their soul the microphone.
Yeah. No, I love that. You know, my partner, I think you met him the other week. Yes. He also is feeling like he's at this part of his life where he'd love to be a mentor, you know, and he's looking at writing a book. And it's like, how can you hone that in a way that is, number one, that people do want to hear, and that it does make an impact? Like, what are the kind of things that I think part of us thinks, well, I don't want to be telling people what to do. Like, right. Why are they going to listen to me?
Right.
You know, yeah. So how do we do that in a meaningful way?
Yeah. So there's a few things. Number one, is you want to be able to craft your message and hone your voice and your delivery so that it speaks to people's soul, right, not just their intellect. Mm. People don't want to be taught, to your point. They don't want to be taught. They don't want to be lectured to. They don't want to be compared. They don't want to be spoken down to. They want to be inspired. And inspiration happens at a cellular level. Inspiration happens at a cellular level. And you would be blown away. Those things that you've already come through could be such inspiration to someone who's going through it right now, or such inspiration to someone who went through it before, but they thought they were the only person. Like, right, the hills and the valleys that you've climbed over, that's fuel for someone else's get back up. And all you need to do is learn how to hone your stories. I'll give you an idea. There is a science of speaking. Most people, Natalie, don't know that there's a science and an art to speaking. We're led to believe that some people got it and the others don't. The problem with that is that the people who got it are only this chosen few. And so after years and years of speaking, and you know, you've known me for a while, I've been speaking for about 27 years, and having been regarded as one of the top speakers in the industry. And I humbly say that. I was blown away with what people were saying about me. I was blown away with my videos that would go viral over and over and over again. I was blown away with the number of times my phone would ring from people wanting to interview me. I was blown away. And Natalie, I didn't know what was happening. I didn't even know what my own superpower was. And so I went back and I began to study what was occurring. And then I looked at Dr. Martin Luther King, and I looked at Nelson Mandela, and I looked at Mahatma Gandhi, and I looked at Mother Teresa, and I looked at so many great leaders that just inspire us. And I realized that they learned how to talk to someone's soul. They learned how to make their audience of one, our audience of 10, audience on video, our audience live. They made the people listening feel like they were connected at a cellular, soulular level. Mm. And that's what I began to unpack in my own craft. It was an unconscious competence. And so now I've taken that and honed that into some techniques that I realized were actually teachable, so that it's not the chosen few. It's all of us have access to that ability to impact and inspire, inform and charge and transform others. And I want as many people as possible to have it, because your story, once you've lived through the situation, through the time, your story is not just meant for you. Your story is designed to help us. Your story is designed to inspire us. And so speak up when your voice shakes. Speak up when your knees knock. Speak up when your teeth chatter. And speak up, and someone will be inspired by your story. But first, let's learn how to tell that story and how to connect with an audience of any size.
Yeah, because what I do know is that, you know, you can be teaching how-tos and nuts and bolts, I call it, but it's the stories that they remember.
Yep.
They're not going to remember the information per se. And for me, it's like every point has to have a story, and every story needs to have a point, you know. Yep. But it helped to reiterate that. And I have seen, you know, without mentioning any names, I have seen people who are on stage telling their story. And to me, it seems very indulgent. It's like, okay, you're just telling me your sob story, but I have no idea why you're telling me this story. And there seems to be no point to this whatsoever.
And I don't feel connected to you at all.
No, exactly.
Yeah. And there's a beautiful system. There's a beautiful technique. And I got to tell you, Nelly, I was so proud. I spent 7 days. I locked myself in my office for 7 days. I'm embarrassed to tell you, I don't quite know how many times I showered that week. I was like, I was like a mad scientist because I, let me just say, and not to impose my belief system on anyone, but every November I would open up my arms and pray to God. Mm-hmm. And I would ask the same question, Natalie, every November, God, what do you want me to do? I will serve you. How do you want me to serve? And this particular November, I heard, don't be lazy. Wait a minute.
Me? Moi?
Do you see my schedule? Do you realize 210 days out of the year I'm on the road serving? And what I found out as I kind of went into a deeper meditation was for years, people like our friends, Marcy Shimoff, Jack Canfield, JJ Virgin, Vishen Lakhiani, our friends had asked me to teach them how to impact a room the way I was impacting a room. And I was still in my head that this couldn't be of value to someone else to learn because it's rather effortless for me. And I'm not implying that all things are effortless for me, not at all. But this thing is.
Yeah.
And so I didn't value it. And I decided, wait a minute, let me not be lazy. And so that message, that download was quit being lazy, figure out how to make your unconscious competence, conscious competence, and then how to give that technique, that skill set to someone else so they can have impact. And I locked myself in my office for 7 days. And at the end of the 7 days, when I looked around all this writing on my post-it notes, I started to cry because I realized, Natalie, that I believe that I had gotten out something that was going to help a lot of really amazing foot soldiers, a lot of amazing change agents, gladiators and unicorns who have a deep, profound, beautiful message or an inspiring story of resiliency and determination, but didn't quite have the skill set of delivering it in the most impactful way, in a way that it landed and it was unforgettable. I knew that they were just missing that link. And at the end of those 7 days, I literally stood there crying because I believed in my heart of hearts that I had figured out in a very sloppy way. It was very sloppy. It was very messy still. And for the last 8 years, I've honed it and shaped it and made it more consumable, made it more duplicatable. And so I'm excited because I'm in my legacy years. And it doesn't mean I'm going to sit down in the next 2 years. I know I got another 15 to go, but I won't do the next 15 like I did the last 15. I want to spend the next 15 giving the superpowers to as many people as possible,
right,
to as many good people. It won't be with manipulative people who are only interested in selling and not serving. It'll be in those change agents and gladiators, unicorns, who know that they have good to do in the world. And they just need the tool of being an unforgettable message deliverer. And if I could help, and I believe I can, I'm excited that I get to do that. And you know, in all the years you've heard me talk, yeah, I've never had this conversation. I've never been this clear.
Yeah. No, I love it. And the thing is, if you're listening to Lisa, you're going, oh my God, she sounds amazing. Like, I could never talk like that. You know, what she's not saying is, I want you to sound exactly like me. That's not what you're saying.
Not at all.
You're saying, you know, there is a structure that I can teach you that you color with, yeah, your personality, with, yeah, your style, with your, yeah, story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched a scientist come onto my campus and she started with, I'm not a speaker. I'm not interested in being a speaker. I don't want to be Lisa Nichols. And I don't even think she really liked me. And she later admitted I was a bit much for her, but she needed the skill set. She said, I just want to deliver my scientific data in a more impactful way. She was very, very clear what she wanted. And I loved her clarity. And when I watched Tanya transform into a very informational, flat, you know, a flat information speaker, to now she's called the scientific storyteller. And she delivered a message at the National Science of Botany conference. And they said it was the first time ever that a scientific report sounded more like a TED Talk.
Right.
So I don't want you to do me. I don't want you to do anyone else but you. A watered down version of anyone else is so far less valuable than an authentic, transparent, masterful version of yourself. And what I would love to do is to help you hone the skill set that's already there, sitting in the background, super easy skill sets. Now, there's some techniques that are more advanced than others, but there are about five techniques that literally you can learn in a matter of an hour, and you can do them. And once you do them, you've now increased your impact by at least 30%. Just by doing one of the techniques. And then you add one more technique. You don't ever have to do all of the techniques. You simply have to learn them and apply them one by one. I call it apply each one, learn each one, and then let's make some lasagna.
Yeah.
And once you learn how to do that, I promise you, I've watched my students, doors fly open, impact increase. One of my students told me yesterday, I went from 4,000 followers to now I have 21,000 followers. That's because their stories got better. And yeah, people follow the story. They fall in love with you. They respect you for your intellect. They fall in love with you through your stories that touch their heart.
Okay, now before we go on, I really want to mention that when it comes to personal development, having the right mindset is truly what allows us to see positive changes in life. So working on boosting your success and abundance mindset is a great place to begin when you want to develop powerful habits. And incorporating affirmations into your daily practice, even for just a few minutes a day, can work wonders on conditioning your mind for success. And this is why I want to share with you 100 of my personal favorite success and abundant affirmations, absolutely free. So you can download them by going to notoverjustdifferent.com/success tips. And when you read them aloud every day, prepare to open the door to even more success and abundance in your life. Yeah. And don't we want just so many more people? I mean, I think social media is here to stay. There's nothing, you know, that horse has bolted. But people putting out meaningful content, something that's going to make a change. So, yeah. So Lisa, why do you think most people don't, you know, are too afraid to do this? You know, yeah. I think there's a lot of people that you've met that go, I have this story, but I just, you know, I just can't. I just can't do it.
Great question. There's a technique I call the valley. And in the valley, in the valley lives the security to help people who are scared to tell their story and don't know how to tell their story. Because most people that I meet who are afraid to tell their story, they're afraid to tell their story because they don't know how to get out of it. They right. go in it, but they don't know how to get out of it. And also while they're in it, they don't know what to tell. They don't know what to leave out. They want you to get the meaning of the whole story, but they really honestly don't have time to give you the whole story because normally the whole story has happened over weeks, months, years. So there's this technique called the valley technique. And that technique, I call it the bumper rails at the bowling alley, Natalie. And this technique is almost like when I go bowling, I put the bumper rails down. And now my dad has been on a bowling league for 32 years. So I totally embarrass my father when I put the bumper rails down. But I want that ball to get to those pins. So the valley technique is your bumper rails to tell your story. It allows you to get in your story. And if you follow the technique, it allows you to get out of your story before you know it. And as a matter of fact, if I told you, you probably wouldn't believe me if I told you, you can share a riveting story that is soul stirring, energy creating, compassion opening in 3 minutes. But you need to follow the technique. I've watched it happen maybe only about 1900 times at this point with my students who also thought that they couldn't do it. And what that allows, the reason why I teach you how to do it in 3 minutes is because if you're ever on any form of media, whether it's social media, whether it's national media, whether it's international media, whether it's anything, people will normally give you 3 minutes. Yeah. And so I always say, if I show you how to share an impactful, meaningful story in 3 minutes, sure, you can take 10 if you want, but at least you know you can give it in three. And I can't tell you how many times my students have come back saying, I was at a networking mixer and they were giving us all 6 minutes to speak and we ran out of time and they gave us four. And I still nailed it. I'm like, exactly. So there's a technique. Most people are afraid to share their story because they don't know how to get out of it. And if you knew how to get out of it, you would go in it more. If you knew that you wouldn't get stuck in the quicksand and that you would learn how to, you can learn how to stand on your story and not sink in your story. If you knew that, you would share your story more often. And then if I told you that you think you have one, two, or three stories, but I can help you uncover about 15 stories, because a story isn't a story. A story is actually an incident. And when you put these techniques to an incident, and then you add these techniques to an incident now can become a story because you have the techniques to expand it. You have the techniques to make it more meaningful. You have the techniques like pregnant pause and verbal highlights. You have the techniques called iteration. All of the techniques that I'm excited to teach people. Excited. I feel like Alicia Keys on the piano, honey. Yeah. I feel like John Legend on the piano. I feel like, you know, may rest in peace, Michael Jackson dancing on stage. This is such my jam that I, for years, avoided it. Because I was like, you cannot want me to do that all the time. And the reality is, I finally realized that what I was holding on to was what a lot of people were trying to get. And I'm like, oh, let me just take some time and teach it. So I'm super excited. And then I have a lot of coaches. I have coaches that are a bit like Tanya. Like, for those of you who would jump in, you'll meet Tanya the scientist. She's actually now one of my speaker coaches. So I have coaches who've mastered the techniques for the last 4 years. And now each one reach one, each one teach one. You don't just get me. You get my tribe of coaches to help make sure you nail each one of those techniques.
Yeah. Well, you have a 5-day challenge, which we're going to talk about in just a moment, which I'm excited to share with everyone because it's a way for them to work with you in a way that's really, you know, engaging and interactive. Yeah. But, you know, I find and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. A lot of the people that I work with, you know, they go, look, I know I've got a limiting belief, or I know I've got limiting beliefs. And they use that as an excuse or a crutch to not step into this future or not step into the purpose, you know, or the mission that they want to be stepping into. And I'm like, for me, it's like, well, we're always going to have limiting beliefs. You know, they come up all the time. You know, there are people, very successful people who still have limiting beliefs. There's always another layer to that. Yeah. So, you know, how do you work with people to help them realize that it's just a layer. It's just a part of the onion that's coming off, because there'll be more, you know, in the future kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, number one, I'm your sister in the journey. You know, I remember I used to share the reality that I knew I had a message in my belly for 5 years before I ever opened my mouth. And I found all the reasons in the world that my words wouldn't be valuable. Like, who's going to listen to an African-American woman from South Central LA who was on government assistance? I don't qualify. I don't have this wildly successful background. Who's going to listen to a woman who didn't graduate from high school? Who's going to listen to a woman who is functionally dyslexic? Oh, I have the list. I mean, the list went on and on and on and on and on. And I remember when I started speaking and a mother came to me and said, I want my son to tell you something. And the son said, I was contemplating suicide before I heard you speak. And your message made me wonder if maybe I can overcome my obstacles. And we stayed connected for maybe about 10 years. And I was riddled with the thought, the reoccurring thought, that if in the first 2 years of me speaking, I could inspire this young man to choose life. And it's a kind of morbid thought, but it was real. How many did I miss in those 5 years that I was allowing my limiting beliefs to sit me down? That was one thing that there's someone waiting on you. There's someone who doesn't care about whatever it is you think you are unqualified for. They need your story. And your story is that that bit of oxygen that they're looking for. Their head feels like they're underwater. And you happen to have the right DNA. The right story at the right time when you speak up right now, and all of a sudden they go, I can breathe. Just that little bit of something. And so your limiting belief is always going to be with you. So have it buckle up. I always say, put on a seatbelt, Put on a seatbelt, limiting beliefs, because I'm not going to stop. I'm going to give myself evidence. The other thing that I replace limiting beliefs with, Natalie, is I get a skill set. I get a skill set that I know with this skill set, I will be stronger than I was. Training has been my godsend. Training has been my, it has been my source. I always say, if I played Miss Pac-Man, and remember Miss Pac-Man, when you would eat the energy, booka, 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 yeah. You eat the energy source. Well, I played a lot of Miss Pac-Man. So training is my energy source. When I get training, I feel like I've bitten that energy source. And for a moment, all my superpowers are present. And so I'm always connecting the dots with what I don't know to make me feel more comfortable with who I'm becoming. I'll say that again, that to get one more skill set, to connect the dots, to give you what you don't know, so that you can be more of who you're becoming. I wanted to see who I was becoming. Now, I come from transformation. I've taught transformation for over 20 years because that was the first thing that I needed. And I always need transformation, but that's my love. So anytime I touch anything, I touch your personal belief system. I touch your awareness. I touch your permission, giving yourself permission to become who you are becoming, giving yourself permission to allow the stories and the experiences in your rearview mirror to be just that. And so I say, challenge your limiting beliefs with action. To me, action always quiets my limiting beliefs. If you stay still while your limiting beliefs are coming up, then they've won. And that means the person that you're becoming will pay the price to the person you've been. Until you step into your future, your past will always keep representing itself in your present tense. And so for me, taking bold action is a way that I prove to myself that I'm more committed in the woman that I'm becoming versus the woman I've been. So I say bold action, and whatever. It may not be bold action with me. You like hook your caboose to a train that feels good to you. For the last 20 years, I kept hooking my caboose to a train, someone else, someone's brilliance, someone's personality, someone's inspiration that felt good to me. And I allowed them to see the light that I was wanting to see. And then I would borrow their lenses.
Yeah.
And I would look at who I can become through their lenses. And if it feels good to you that I'm that, you hook your caboose to my train, then come all aboard.
Yeah.
All aboard.
So let's talk about the challenge. Because I'm sure that from the last 25 minutes that we've been listening to Lisa, you understand that number one, she's very competent at what she does. She's very inspiring. And I know that there is not many people out there that I would say, look, if you even if you just want to be a mentor to teenagers in your community, you don't have to be on a stage. You don't have to be writing a book. You don't have to do any of those kind of things. But if you're looking to positively influence anyone in your life, and you're finding it a challenge to figure out how to do that, then, you know, I think that this 5-day challenge would be a great solution for that. So let's hear about this.
Well, I'm super excited. It's the first time I've ever done a challenge like this. First time. And it's called the Legendary Speakers 5-Day Challenge. And really, it's August 21st through 25th. And I've never done it like this before. I mean, I am giving more than I've ever given. And what I love is you walk away from the challenge with something. It's a free challenge, and it's all around accessing your inner resilience to produce greater impact in the world, pushing past limiting conversations that prevent you from being transparent and prevent your truth from touching the world. It's all about what happens when you give your soul the microphone, and then you understand how to speak to someone who's listening so that their soul is touched by your soul. It's really about how do you have an impactful level, not just informational speaking, while that's super important, but really it's the baseline to transformational speaking. Like, what opens the door to transform someone's life? There's more work to do if they choose to follow you, but what opens the door and what beckons their attention? How do you use your voice to create disruption for the better in our lives? Yeah. Like, how do you use your voice to be a change agent? How do you become unapologetic with who you are and who you've been and who you're becoming? How do you stand on your past So your past serves someone else's present tense. How do you use everything that's happened to you and with you and around you and for you as fuel? How do you do that? How do people get the real you every time you open your mouth? I've heard so many people say, God, I just heard it when I was in Dubai recently from a renowned speaker who's a good friend of mine. He said, I gave them good information, but I don't feel like they got me. I don't feel like they got me. I'm going to teach you how to have people get you, the authentic you. Choose the authentic you. Follow the authentic you. Decide to be your student. Decide to be your, like a follower for all the great reasons. Whenever I find someone or someone finds me in the streets or the grocery store or on the plane, and they're like, oh my God, I listen to you, I follow you. I know that they saw me. They saw my authentic self. So there's this instant love fest.
Yeah.
There's this instant love fest. And so I'm excited that the 5-day legendary speaker challenge on August 21st through the 25th, I'm excited that it will give you the beginning of all that. And I have to say, if you can attend all of it, attend all of it. It's a short period of time each day. It's not a full day. It's a short period of time. It's well worth your time investment and definitely worth your financial investment, because it's free.
Right.
And what I can say is, because I'm a coach, I'm going to give you things to do each day that by the end of the challenge, you've already grown. By the end, you don't have to wait a month or 2 months or a year. By the end of the 5 days, if you're in action, there's no sprinkle fairy dust. There's no magic potion lotion. There's no magic wand. You got to do the homework. But if you do the homework, which my coaches are going to be there to support you, to champion you, to cheer you on, by the end of the challenge, you would have already grown. You have already felt the shift and the impact. So I'm super excited.
Yeah. So guys, the link will be in the show notes. But if you go to motivatingthemasses.com/Natalie, you can register. Like we said, it's free. And you get a front row seat to Lisa and her coaches. And especially if there's something that you've been toying with, you're thinking, oh, could I do this? I mean, what an amazing way to be able to dip your toe in the water and to really like uncover how to take maybe your pain, your life experience, the challenges and things that you've been through to mold that into a message that's going to inspire so many people. And even if it just changes one person's life, it's worth the 5 days.
And you can watch, you'll be able to instantly watch on your social media, watch the ship. I teach you, you apply it, and then you go, oh, wow. That, because people are waiting to respond to you. They're waiting. They're just waiting on you to get some of that superpower. So whether you're speaking to one person, a video, or 100, whether you're in a boardroom or a classroom or corporate office or on a stage, wherever you are, whether you're with your children or your friends, your voice matters. And the best thing you can do to honor you and your voice is to hone it and to shape it and to train it to be unforgettable. You're starting wonderful. Wherever you are now, you're whole and complete.
Yeah.
But if we can give you some additional superpowers that you will use for good, then I would be happy to. I'd be happy to spend a week with you on the house free and teach you some of what I know.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time, your generosity, generosity of time and spirit. Like I said, there's not many people that that I would, you know, highly recommend for this kind of training, and you are definitely the number one for sure.
Amen. Well, you know, I love you, sis. I love you, and I love how you show up in the world. I fell in love with you many, many years ago, dancing under the moonlight in Croatia.
Oh, yeah.
and I've been your champion ever since. So thank you for doing what you do and being who you are, so that sister friends like me have someone to walk this journey with. So thank you, sis. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Not Over, Just Different. If you've been inspired by this episode and want to take the next step in your journey, be sure to check out our welcome pack. It's a great way to start your own personal development journey with the help of our amazing community. Next week, we'll be back with even more inspiring stories and practical advice for anyone ready to take on their next chapter in life, feeling fully empowered and full of passion for the journey ahead. And be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast by visiting notoverjustdifferent.com. Also, a 5-star rating and review makes a huge difference in helping us get the word out. We'll talk to you again next week. Until then, keep living your best life.